Okay, can everybody sit down, please? We are back in session. Who knows where? Anybody know where we are?
Yeah, budget and capital.
All right. Well, actually, no, I think we go back to the agenda and look at, on the list, WDIC.
Right.
Okay, Workforce Diversity and Inclusion Committee, Leslie McBean, Clairboyne Chair.
We met, and there were a couple of resolutions that came out of WDIC. One of them was pulled, and I want to say that, take the time to say that, pulling the resolution has a little bit to do with trying to get a little bit more information, but not because of any controversy or any other thing like that. I really hope not. I hope this is not going to generate a whole lot of angst for people. And the other resolution that's on our agenda is the one concerning Rosa's Law. Those were two of the main things we talked about. We also had some time to share preliminary results from our survey. We're continuing to work on getting the report together with the committee. And, yeah, that was primarily our work at WDIC.
Thank you, Leslie.
And we're meeting December 22nd, I think, is our next meeting.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Leslie? I was delighted to learn that the sign's already been changed at the Human Services Building, which I guess I don't end up going down that street or didn't happen to see it. So
yeah, department heads have already been doing some of this. I will say that part of the impetus behind the resolution also came from our department heads who were on that street. So I want to make sure that people understood that. Some of the language and so on that was in there came from our department heads. So just to be clear.
Thank you very much. Health and Human Services Committee, Frank Proto, Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The two items that the committee will be meeting tomorrow at 3:30, the two items that the county administrator already reported on, the public health director's search and the status of the RFP for the CHA, are you've already heard what we know about them. You've heard about that 3.5 hours ago. So I'll leave it at that. There's an exciting committee meeting tomorrow, last one of the year, and you're all welcome to come. Thank you.
That means the chair brings food, right?
No commitments.
Facilities and Infrastructure Committee, Dooley Kiefer, Chair.
Thank you. We met last Friday, the 3rd of December, and we heard toward the end of the meeting, we dealt with resolutions from the Solid Waste Division that deal with the recycling and solid waste centers, reconstruction and operations, and those resolutions will be coming to the second legislative meeting this month. And I think you'll be pleased with them. We heard about the resolutions you passed, the changes in them, they were revised. What they were revised was to reflect good stuff, like the project came in under budget, things like that. So thank you for passing them without question. We also dealt with a gas drilling on county property resolution. That had been referred back to the Planning Committee, which passed a somewhat revised version. And that was the Wednesday before our meeting. So when it came our turn on Friday to deal with that, after a fair amount of discussion, we passed the same version that the Planning Committee had passed, but with the understanding that Mike Lane was going to produce a simpler, shorter, but complete version of a similar resolution. And he did that, and that was sent out to you electronically. I'm not sure if it was in the packets or not. It was very tempting to put that on the agenda tonight, but it looked like a long agenda, and it certainly has been so far. So for those people who thought that WHC News report that we'd be dealing with that tonight. I'm sorry about that, but we will be dealing with it also at the next legislative meeting. And technically, there is no next F&I meeting scheduled, but if by the first Friday in January such a meeting is needed, I guess we will meet then. Thanks.
Thank you, Julie. Any questions for Julie? Capital Plan Review Committee meets this coming Thursday at 3:30. We don't yet have the actual space studies that are being done on the Human Services Building and the Mental Health Building. That's a disappointment. We will have updates on those and an update on the courthouse space study that's being done. But the department heads are really want to work through the Human Services and Mental Health Building studies before the committee takes a look at them. However, we will have the scope of work, a draft of the scope of work for the consultant that we expect to hire. We've already voted, all of us have voted to hire on the Center of Government project, and so that will come to the committee on Thursday. Any questions? All right. Moving right along. Government Operations Committee, Mike Lane, Chair.
Yes, the Government Operations Committee met on November 18th. I just wanted to drop a term that you may be hearing, and it came from our County Administrator, Joe Mariana. That's something we've got to be looking at. It's called corporate compliance. And if I got it right, Joe, it has to do with our Medicaid reporting and the processes to try to ferret out, I think, fraud and abuse in Medicaid, and not necessarily just Tompkins County, but nationwide this is. And it's something that we're going to be having to spend a lot of time with in our departments that deal with Medicaid. But I wanted that term to get out there so people know about that. We discussed the resolutions regarding the possible local laws for regulating or permitting heavy traffic usage for temporary projects that could be gas drilling, could be other projects. It had been passed in the Facilities Committee. It was brought to Government Operations as a companion committee with that. We decided to hold off and postpone our review of that until our next meeting in order to look at whether there should be exceptions for such things as agriculture in that. So we'll be talking more about that at our next meeting. We had some nice presentations on the success of the Smart Work programs that have been in a couple of our departments, particularly from COFA and from personnel. I can only say that they were very enthusiastic. They were very happy with the consultants, Hawthorne Group, which had helped them through the process, and they were finding it was going to help their work a lot better. So I think we're going to be hearing from our county administrator recommending some additional departments to try that process out with. We're actually going to have two meetings, which will be coming up on the 16th and 17th. We decided that we've got enough to talk about this coming month that we won't be able to do it all in one meeting. So they'll be the same time, 9:30 on Thursday and Friday. We are going to have a meeting again of the Minutes Subcommittee. That's coming up before the 16th. I think we've got a tentative date, but we haven't got that yet announced. And the other thing is the Broadband Committee has been working diligently, and I'm going to ask Pat if she would please report on that for us.
Okay, thank you, Mike. The committee is going to be working to make recommendations on improving broadband access here in the county. Met for the first time on Tuesday, November 30th. We had a very fine group of people, very committed, very knowledgeable, very experienced I said I felt totally intimidated by the amount of high-level expertise of among the people that have volunteered for this committee. Fortunately, I don't have to know how to solve the problem. I just have to be able to organize the work to see to it that gets done. So one of the first things that we're going to do, because I'm not the only person working on this who doesn't necessarily have the technical background, so we're going to have a presentation from a couple of our committee members to kind of get us all on the same page when it comes to the technology and the terminology and so on that we're going to be dealing with. We, as part of the meeting, we reviewed the charge to the committee and had some discussion about the various elements of the charge to the committee. And then we moved to, actually first we went around the room and did introductions, and as part of each person's introduction, I asked them to think about whether they wanted to say a few words. Just coming into this cold without even having done any work on the committee, if they had were asked what they would think would be the solution to the problem of expanding broadband access, what do they think the solution would be? So just by doing that, as we went around the room, we generated some very, very interesting responses, which we now have a record of. As we move on to our next meeting, I think one of the things that's becoming clear fairly quickly is that we are probably going to be breaking down into some areas of interest and some working groups to focus on different facets of this problem as we go forward. And as has been pointed out to me very clearly, we need to do a good job of stating the problem. So that's part of what we're going to be working on, too. The group did decide that fourth Mondays are going to be our regular meeting date for this committee, but we won't be meeting in December. We'll be waiting till January because of the holidays.
What time? You said a time?
Well, we met at 5 o'clock this last time, but I think we may move that to 5:30. Haven't made a final decision yet, but I think we might pick up a couple people that can't make it at 5 if we put a 5:30.
Okay, and thanks to Joe for lending his staff, Paula Younger and Andrea Gibbs, to support the work of this group. It's a big job. And a question, Mike, you have a motion that came off consent, but I'll go to Dooley and then Frank.
I'm sorry.
Are these questions on the broadband or other geo stuff? Or?
On broadband.
Okay.
Mine's on geo. Oh.
Okay. I think I would love to attend the tutorial session that you described. If you could be sure to let us know.
I'd be happy to do that.
Thank you. General geo question.
Yeah. Okay. Mike, on the issue of the truck,
yes,
the potential, the bonding and whatnot. I had a couple of individuals truckers in Caroline ask about the impact, but I heard you say this would be a temporary, the proposal may include just a temporary imposition of regulations or whatever, because some of these people have trucking.
This isn't aimed at ongoing businesses or farms or anything like that. This is aimed at a high volume, heavy usage of roads that normally don't carry that kind of traffic load, and the potential damage that could be created, and we'd be looking at permitting that, and maybe looking at routes, posting it for different kinds of things, and getting a bond from the gas driller or the developer or whatever project it was, so that if there was damage, the taxpayers wouldn't end up having to pay for that road damage. It'd be repaired at the cost of that project.
But is the potential there to run into the same thing that Pam ran into with the trash trucks, that if we identify just a certain class of vehicles, we're creating a restraint of trade?
Well, I'll defer to Jonathan on that, who drafted the ordinance, the proposed local law, rather. And it doesn't seem that way because it's very limited, and we do have the right to control our roads to some extent. We're not talking necessarily about interstate traffic here. We're talking about development of a localized site.
With regard to both questions, the local law passed by FNI and that went to GO deals only with temporary projects. That's the word. So not permanent projects. With respect to the legal issue, there's not an issue with restraint of trade or anything. That's not a legal issue. The only real legal issue is what counties have authority to do and other municipalities.
Okay, that answers it. Is there material we can read? Is there something around that we can review?
Well, there was in both the FNI agenda and the GO agenda a resolution and two proposed local laws, which both committees looked at.
Right. I'm glad to get you copies of those, Frank.
Yeah, I might have them, but thank you. Sorry to belabor this. Thank you.
Okay, you have resolution.
What resolution?
I was pulled off consent.
Let me just get there. Resolution I, budget adjustment, county clerk. I move it.
Second by Dooley.
Oh,
I'm, and I don't know who pulled it.
Mike, the this resolution, not that I have anything against the county clerk, but it looks like the monies, if I read this right, the monies were monies that were saved because a position wasn't filled that supported the records center. And if I understand this right, the clerk wants to now spend the money to pay challenge for scanning records?
That's correct.
How is it going to be paid? I mean, challenge has been scanning records for us for a long time. How has that been paid in the past? And does this, some of the money that comes out of the archives, the state fund, depending on the project, may even go to help support an individual. So what would have become of this money? Would it have gone into rollover or something like that?
I'll defer to Joe on that, but I think that's what would have happened. It would have gone to fund balance or rollover. The idea here is we know we've got a $500,000 project to digitize our back records, and we don't have $500,000 to spend on it. We're doing what we can with the great grants that we get from the state, and I know you've been very active in those, Frank. This is some extra money that the county clerk had and wanted to target for doing some more of that digitization.
That's it.
I mean, it's been funded in the past by grants and the allocation of rollover money, generally. Right. So this really is a continuation of that, and it allows us to continue to operate at a very high level. We're really getting great production now, out of challenge, to empty the basement of that old library. So it's something that we've encouraged.
Okay. Thank you.
Dooley, did you want to add anything?
Was this money from a vacant position? And you may remember that during budget time, we passed a policy statement that said money from vacant positions would go into the general fund. But then the department would have come and asked for general fund monies to pay for challenge.
Pay for
so we decided at government operations to make it a one-step instead of a two-step.
All right. Thanks. That was going to be my second question. Thank you.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Ready to vote? All in favor of resolution? Aye. Please raise your hand. Any opposed? That's unanimous. All set, Mike?
I'm finished unless anyone else has any questions.
Okay, great. Thank you. Pam, did you have anything else from PDAC? Are you taking care of your report?
No, I gave my short report on our meeting. I have nothing else to add. I can go through it all again. I don't think that's what you want.
No, just checking in.
Yeah,
we're good then. All right. Budget and Capital Committee, Jim Dennis, Chair.
Thank you. Resolution U in support of federal bill. It's in your folder. That's Senate 2781, H.R. 4544, commonly known as Rose's Law / Elizabeth A. Conley Act, asking that all references to mental retardation be amended to developmental disabilities, urging all federal, state, and local governments to amend references to mentally retarded and mental retardation in people who are developmentally disabled and people with a developmental disability, and I would move that.
Second. Less than seconds, and I think there is a revised in your...
Yeah, it's the folder. Yellow.
Okay, so that's what's moved and seconded.
The revision is...
Okay.
I offered a revision. Is that acceptable to you?
Yeah, what? You mean this one? We have another one.
So you're moving the revised, right? That, is that your question, Billy?
That's my question. Yes. It wasn't clear.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Any questions or discussion? All in favor, please raise your hand. Any opposed? That's unanimous.
Resolution W, delegating the finance director of the County of Tompkins, New York, to authorize the issuance of and to sell $10 million worth of revenue anticipation notes of said county in anticipation of receipt of state aid during the fiscal year of said county commencing January 1, 2011. I'll move that.
Jim, you get the titles, don't you? Is there a second?
Second.
Frank, second that. Any discussion?
Would you just tell me the letter of the resolution again, please?
We're on W.
W.
Thank you.
Okay. All in favor, please raise your hand. Any opposed? That's unanimous.
Resolution X, request for authorization to extend the additional 1% sales tax rate in Tompkins County, and I would move that.
Is there a second? Pat, second that. Any discussion? Ready to vote. All in favor, please raise your hand. Any opposed? One opposed, so then I have to...
Oh, count. Right. So okay. That was, sorry.
That is 13 to 1.
Okay.
Passes.
Why? Resolution Y, authorizing payments for community college operating budget. I would move that.
There's a second. Dave seconds that. Any discussion? All in favor, please raise your hand. Any opposed? That's unanimous.
Resolution Z? No, I'm sorry. We have a meeting Monday afternoon at the usual time, 3:30.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. Public State, Carol?
Can I just ask a question? Did we do S? S and Sam? The wind board? Did we do that one?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, that's so long ago that it seems like yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Public Safety Committee Chair Nathan Shinagawa.
Well, show me the same enthusiasm for a meeting the last 15 minutes. Yes. Well, we the Public Safety Committee we met today. We passed two resolutions. One, the CJAATI amended bylaws, which we'll get in the next meeting. And we also passed a resolution reducing one of the probation positions from 40 hours to 35 hours, reflecting what we did during the budget process. Then also we received a report. The bulk of the meeting was spent with the bulk, I mean, in other words, 7 minutes, was spent with Joe giving a report of the first meeting since he has been one of 9 members in the board, indigent representation. What is it? What's
Indigent
the
Legal Defense Board.
Indigent Legal Defense Board, yes. At the state level. And he's a big player amongst big players. So. And that was a very, very limiting report. That was our meeting. Yes.
Thank you very much. Brian.
I have a question for Nathan, or a comment for Nathan.
Yes.
Okay. Do I
Brian.
Go ahead?
No, yeah. Brian. No, I called on Brian.
She called on you.
Okay. No, I was just going to ask, I assume it was part of the Public Safety Committee, although it wasn't at today's meeting, but I guess we should say something about the meeting from last week with regarding day reporting.
Okay. I'll take care of it.
You had a rough roll with that.
No, please, by all means.
And for those of you that weren't there, it was with Judge Rowley and Judge Rossiter having to do with the the reductions of the day reporting as it occurred from our budget, and they explained their reductions and so forth. The net result that I took away from this, anyway, is that there's a lot of county personnel and a lot of folks out there that, even though we make cuts, they're going to make it work, and they seem to be doing that and tried to fit that puzzle together, and we'll see how it goes. And we've asked them to come back after a short period of time and see what works and what doesn't. But a lot of effort went into that 25% reduction in day reporting, and we'll see. That may serve as a model for things to come, maybe. So go ahead, Frank.
Did you get Nathan to settle down?
Yeah. He's a lot calmer than he was.
He was wired. Nathan, I wanted to, on the public safety, just as chairman of the TCAT board, wanted to thank the participation of Lee and whatnot in getting the word out on the bus changes. Martha mentioned it earlier tonight about the tremendous effect that the torrential rains had last week, and TCAT was very appreciative and also participated in the help. So thank you. And, you know, pass it on. Pass it on to Brian.
All right. Anything else for public safety? All right. Then we are left with the minutes of three previous meetings.
Move all three of them.
Motion for all three. Is there a second?
Second.
Move and second.
About which version we moved. What was in our packets? Is that
okay.
What moved?
So what was your intention?
What's in our packets?
Frank, there are in your red folders staple sheets, proposed amendments for October 19th, submitted by Dooley, and November 3rd, submitted by Dooley.
Well, Madam Chair, since the versions that we saw were the ones that were included in the packet that was mailed to us, those are the ones I'm moving.
Okay.
The others, I don't think we saw. Okay. At least I didn't. So I'll move the ones as we receive them and let Dooley explain the proposed amendments.
All right. Dooley?
I'm looking for them.
Whichever one you want, whichever date you want to begin with, Dooley.
Thank you.
And Kathy provided the full pages only for where there are changes. So
for October 19th?
Yes.
There's a three-page stapled packet in your red folder. Page two has what I would have considered a grammatical correction. Page 10 reflects the changes in Mr. Marx's words reflect what he wanted said. Higher on page 10, Mr. Shinagawa agreed that that's what he had said. Further up on page 10, there is something for Mr. Dennis, and I don't know whether he agrees with that or not, so I can't tell you about that. Pardon me? I can't hear you.
Is that friendly, Jim, or not?
What?
Is it friendly? You accept this?
I haven't read. I'm sorry.
All right, then I say take that as a no.
Page 11 is my own correction to my words, and I'm having trouble finding the other one.
It was mine. There was a correction on page 10 that got included that I had handed in as well. Minor.
Do you want to tell us what that was?
On page 10, it was to my comments, particularly that word states.
Oh, okay.
I think that was Carol's correction.
That was my correction.
And frankly, I'm not sure why page 14 is here. There must be something.
I don't see anything.
Yeah, well, Mrs. Robertson resumed the chair.
Oh, right.
That's it. That's it. Thank you, Frank.
That was a good detail. Okay. And the word or. on page 12. Okay. Those are moved by Dooley. Your second to accept those for the October 19th minutes?
With the exception of Jim Dennis's.
With the exception of Jim's comment?
I want to make a comment.
Wait, do we have a second for Dooley's motion to amend the minutes? Frank seconds those. Okay. Yeah, Jim?
If you change what I said to make me sound smarter or something, then I'm going to agree with it. If you change what I said that makes me look equally as dumb or dumber, then I'm not going to accept it.
Well, the reason I submitted that, Jim, was that you were so clear in what you said, and it didn't all get in.
Let's send these back for more work.
We have a motion and second for an amendment to the October 19th minutes. Ready to vote on that, to accept those changes? All in favor, please raise your hand. Any opposed? October 19th is done. Julie, you have November 3rd.
November.
We're almost done, folks. Hang in there.
November 3rd on page, I guess it's page 1. Privilege of the floor, I particularly paid attention to what Krista Bissell was saying about Pine Tree Road, and what was added was what she said, and which has been spoken about since. Page 2 is mainly a request that included in the minutes be the short names of the 9 mandates that were reported on, because at some time in the future, no one's going to remember what they were, but that would mean work for staff. I didn't take them all down. Joe had them written down. So maybe he could supply them. On page 3, there's nothing substantive. It looks like grammatical, except for where you get to Ms. Kiefer's words 3/4 of the way down. I think I know what I said. Page 7 is for clarification. Ms. Doling was talking about the vacant position where funding would be uncertain. Page 9 is for clarification. Review committee was sometime in the past. Page 10, again, it's Mr. Dennis being really clear. And if you find that sounds like what you said, that's why it's there. Things on page 12 are for clarification. There's nothing substantive.
Are there any, is there a second for that? Those changes. Carol seconds. Any discussion? All right. All in favor of including those changes into the November 3rd minutes, please raise your hand. Any opposed? Those are accepted in November 3rd, and that is what we have. So, we just moved, we didn't move to accept all of them. We just moved to amend them, and now we should vote to accept them all. Right, Peter?
Right.
Thank you. All right. Are we ready to vote on the amended minutes? All 3 sets. All in favor, please raise your hand. Any opposed? Thank you. That's unanimous. Motion.
Madam Chair, if I can figure out a way to get these back in time to go in the packet, that would be wonderful, but I usually get them with the packet. So.
All right. Well, I've talked to Joe about another way to do this. So, all right. Thank you all. Motion to adjourn. We do not have an executive session.
Thank God.
What, Jim?
One comment. To the memory of Dandy Don Meredith of Dallas Cowboys Monday Night Football fame, the party's over. I'm turning out the light.
All right, we are adjourned. Thanks, everybody.